AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Forecasters have issued a hurricane warning for portions of Florida's Gulf Coast as Tropical Storm Hermine strengthens. That's the sound of the wind and waves in Tampa. Hermine is 15 miles west-southwest of Tampa, winds 60 miles per hour. It's expected to continue to strengthen through Thursday and be near the coast by night. The National Hurricane Center has also expanded a tropical storm watch from Georgia into South Carolina. In Hawaii, forecasters have downgraded Hurricane Madeline to a tropical storm as it veers past Hawaii's Big Island. In Phoenix, supporters chanted "Build That Wall" as Republican presidential contender Donald Trump outlined his plan for immigration reform. It includes building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border and zero tolerance for criminal aliens. Trump says peace and order will prevail under his 10-point plan.
Crime will go down. Border crossings will plummet. Gangs will disappear, and the gangs are all over the place. And welfare use will decrease.
Democratic rival Hillary Clinton criticized Trump's sudden trip to Mexico.
It certainly takes more than trying to make up for a year of insults and insinuations by dropping in on our neighbors for a few hours and then flying home again. That is not how it works.
There were protests in Rio de Janeiro. As Michel Temer was sworn in as Brazil's new leader following the ouster of President Dilma Rousseff. He took the oath of office a few hours after the Senate voted 61-20 to remove her for breaking fiscal laws and her management of the federal budget. This is AP Radio News. Basketball broadcaster Craig Sager has received a rare third bone marrow transplant. He talked with the AP's John Moan about it.
You wouldn't think Craig Sager would be upbeat.
It really isn't all that painful.
But there he was, bright-eyed, in for another round of treatment at MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. If you don't know Sager by name, then perhaps you know the veteran sports reporter for TNT by how he dresses. Preferably ostentatious suits courtside at NBA games.
Love my job more than anybody I ever met.
Sager and his family are battling leukemia. He first learned of his diagnosis in 2014. In March, Sager announced he no longer was in remission. Sager received marrow and stem cells from a 20-year-old male donor on Wednesday. This marks his third transplant. John Moan, Houston.
A voter initiative to legalize recreational marijuana will be on the November ballot in Arizona. The state Supreme Court rejected a final legal challenge to the measure. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.